Today is Daf Tzadik Gimel. We're on Tzadik Gimel. We're up to the Mishnah, and today's share is Loi Ilu Mishmas Eter Bas Yehoshua and Yisrael Iser Ben Tzion Ben Yaakov. Shomer Shalav Aliyah. Okay, up to the Mishnah. Case number one. Ready? There's four cases in this Mishnah. Case number one, which is the easiest case. Misha Hayenaso Yishalosh Nashim. A guy is married to three women. Had three wives. Why he did that, I don't know. But he had three wives.
He was crazy.
He had three mother-in-laws. And he had three wives. Umeis, and he died. So he left.
I didn't know why.
I didn't know why he died.
He left.
He didn't say why he died.
He left three almanas.
Yes, that's why.
You know why he died?
Because he wanted to be Russian.
Okay. Two vasa shalzeh mana, shalzeh masayim. V'shalzeh shalosh meos. Each one had a different ksuva. One had 100, then 200, then 300. V'ein sham el amana, but he only has 100. Chalkin b'shav. It gets divided evenly. Each wife gets 33 and a third. Okay? Says Rashi. By the way, Rashi says, the first Rashi, v'shalashtam nichtamu b'yom echad. And all three were signed on the same day. De'i b'tlasa yomi hakademus b'shvar hakademus b'givui. But if that's not the case, if the ksuvos would be on different days, then one's older than the other. So obviously they're all the same day, right? You see from here, which is something we're going to get to a little later, that we don't care about hours. If you always ask me about that, Yossi, what about the hours? One was at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then was 10 o'clock in the morning.
Say an hour at ksuvah. That's one.
Correct. So what is the answer to that? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, obviously, since it doesn't say that, and there's two documents with the same date, obviously, you're not makbid, and they're both the same date. And they both kick in at the same time.
Right.
So therefore, you have to split it.
How come if they're twins?
What twins?
Boys,
yeah.
The bris, don't they really
that, because that, what?
Then the bris has to be in order, or not?
That's a minog. That's a minog. It has nothing to do with this. That's nothing to do with the shtar. Now, let's say you had three wives, and again, the 100, 200, 300 doesn't change. So, Hayisham Masayim, but now you have $200. So now what do you do? So, Shalmana Notelas Chamishim, the $100 wife gets 50. Shal Masayim Vishal Shalosh Meos, and the 200 and 300 wives, Shalosh Shlosha Shel Zahav. They each get three dinar, which is 75. Because each dinar is 25 zos. So it's 75. 75 and 75 is 150. And wife number one gets 50. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Why is that Zahav? Why don't they split it?
What?
Why don't they split it?
I'll tell you why. Because.
Why is the first one Zahav?
What?
Why is the first one Zahav?
It's just a different way of saying it. You could say she got a dollar. You could say she got 75 cents. And she got three quarters. It's the same thing. Because wife number one has no claim more than 100. Her only claim is her ksuva is only for 100. So why is she getting more than 50? Why is she getting more than 100? That's impossible.
But I can understand if the three of them are
she has
dates.
She has no taina in anything more than 100. That's her maximum tefillah is 100.
Right.
So well, the Gemara will explain why we're divvying it up like this. We'll explain everything. Okay. It happens to be what we just admit doesn't really make sense. Case number three. How you sham shalosh meyas? What if he has 300? Again, it's 100, 200, 300. He has 300. So again, shal mana notel is chamishim. Wife number one of 100 gets 50. Shal masayim mana, 200 gets 100. And shal shalosh meyos, shisha shal zahav. And wife number three gets 150, which is 6 times 25. It's 150. Okay? Why is that? We'll see in the Gemara. It's all going to make sense. With Rashi's help. V'chein, also, last case in the Mishnah, Gimel Shehetilu Lekis, three people that put money in a pot for some business venture, for whatever reason, right? Pichasu Ohosiru, if they add or detract, meaning, you make, well, the Gemara will explain what that means, but Pashas, it means, it made money or it lost money, right? That's how they divide it. In proportion to what you put in, which the pashas makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
What?
It's by ratio.
Correct. Now the Gemara asks, talking about case number two now. Case number two, again, what was case number two? Case number two was there was 200. Right. So we said 100, 75, 75.
Right.
Where did those numbers come from?
No, 50, 75, 75.
Sorry, 50, 75, 75. Right. So, Shalmana, no, tell us, Chamishim? Why does the first one get 50? Tlasa, Vitlasa, Vitlasa, who the Islay? He should get a third. Why third? Right?
Why?
Because it's a third. He only asked, he only is entitled to a mana.
But
there are three, he's only entitled.
He should be working by percentage.
He's only entitled to 100. There are three women, so he gets a third. That's all. That's the Gemara's question.
They should be working by percentage.
What do you mean percentage?
In other words, if A, B, and C have, let's say they're off by 50, 100, 150.
Thank you.
If you percentage it wise, that 50 has the same ratio as the 100, and the 150.
Right.
That would make more sense.
Right.
Okay.
X, 2X, 3X.
Exactly.
Okay. So, you hear the Gemara's question? That's the Gemara's question. Why does she get 50? She should get 33. A third. So, Amar Shmuel. No. Why should she get a third? Why not 50? Right? Because, I'll tell you why. Each wife has an equal claim to that 100. Again, the 100 wife has no claim in the 200. In the other 100. She's not entitled to that. But in the first 100, they all have equal claims. So why is it not equal? If it would be equal, she only gets a third. It's a very strong question. The question is so strong, the Gemara is not going to answer it. It's such a strong question. You hear the question? Why is she getting 50? She should be getting 33. Why? Because in that 100, they all have equal claims. Each one has a claim in that 100. Make sense? Okay? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you the answer. Really, there is no answer to that question. No, my Shmuel, no. Because Seves Balas Masayim, La Balas Mana, Dinu Dvarim Ein Li Imach B'mana. Wife number 200, turns to wife number 100, and says, you know what? I don't need that. I don't need my share in that first 100. I'm mocho.
Okay?
Says Rashi, Hilkach, therefore, he, Ubal Shalosh Meos, Chalukos Hoso. Therefore, wife one and wife three split it in half. That's why she gets 50. Because wife two says to wife one, I'm mocho. Right, wife one's 100. Wife two is 200. Wife three is 300. Wife two says to wife one, that first 100, I'm not interested. I'm mocho.
What happens if she says I'm not
mocho? Then in a chanami, there would be a third.
It would be a 50.
It would be a third. But since she said, I'm machalat, I don't care. I don't want that. Wife number three, I'm fighting with. Wife number you, I like. You, I'm going to forego it. So wife one and wife three split 100. How do you split 100 two ways? 50 each. That's why wife number one gets 50. That's the only reason. Otherwise, Erechanami, she wouldn't get 50. That's a quirk in the Mishnah. Right? You make sense? No?
No.
Ihachi, Eima Seifa. So 1 second. If that's true, then look at the Seifa. What was the Seifa? Shall Masayim, right? Shall Masayim v'shal Shalosh Meos Shalosh Shalosh Shel Zahav. In case number three, what was case number three? Case number three was when she had 300, right?
100, 200, 300.
Right.
Number two is changing number.
So 1 second. 1 second. What's going on here? Shall Masayim. 1 second. So the safe. What's the safer? Right?
Second case. Third case.
Second case, I'm sorry. Second case.
That's
a safer. It's a safer of the second case. So, what did it say over there? Shal Masayev, Shal Shalosh Meos, Shalosh Shalosh Shal Zahav. Each one gets 75.
Right.
Each one gets 75. Right?
Right?
Each one gets 75. So, 1 second. Well, and then there's 200, right? There's 200. Wife number one gets 50. Wife 2 and 3 get 75 each. Now, wife 2 said to wife 1, the 50, the my share in the first 100, I'm mocham. So therefore, wife 1 and wife 3 get each 50.
50-50, right.
50-50. Now, there's 150 left.
Right. So
wife 2 gets 75, and wife 3 gets 75. So wife 3 ends up getting 75 plus 50.
75 plus 5 3 is 75 plus first the original 50.
Right?
Okay.
It's not enough money to go around here.
Right.
Right. Numbers don't make any sense. Ihachi, right. One second. Ihachi, Eima Seifa. Shal Masayim, Vishal Shalosh Meos, Shalosh Shalosh Shal Zahav. Which is 75. Temale, Temala, but three should say to two, Hasalakta Nafshach Mine. Right? Three says to two, one second. You were mochel.
Number one.
Right? Mishum da amrelay, because two says to three, midinu dvarm hu desliki nafshai. I'm only mochel regarding number one, not regarding you.
Not regarding
number three. Therefore, says Rashi.
Basically, that's the same case.
Exactly. Therefore, case wife two and wife three each get 75. Make sense? Okay, good. Now, next. Hayusham Shalosh Meos. What if there were 300?
You know, it doesn't make sense.
Why?
Is that wife number two who said to one Amorchel?
Yeah, what said to one?
So, to one. So she should be losing her portion to number one.
She does.
And number three should get more than her.
Why should number three get?
No, so that's the Gemara doesn't view it like that. The Gemara views it each woman right, step right, in their own world.
Right.
So this she said that to that, and that's regarding this, that's what the Gemara just asked. No, she doesn't say it to her. To three. Only to one she said that. But to three it starts over.
But then three is losing.
Correct. That's right. It's not fair that a woman with a bigger ksuva gets the same amount as the woman with a lesser ksuva, which is exactly what happens.
Right.
Now, in case number three, that doesn't happen. In case number three, it's 100, 200, 300. The first one gets 50. The second one gets 100. And is that true? Yeah, the third one gets 150. Right. Now, where did these numbers come from?
It's the second 50. From the first
one. So next, Shal Masayim Mana Shivim V'chamisha Hu De'islei. Really, wife number two should get 75.
Right.
Why?
Because he's got the first 100.
What?
He's mochel the 50 from the number one. Right?
Right.
He's mochel the 50 from number one.
Correct.
So therefore, his share goes down by 25. By 50.
So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ayin Hei Hu De'islei. He should only be entitled to 75. So Rashi says, "Dakim and dakim, the because of his balas masayim, ein lachelik meata ella bemei v'chamishim." Since he's mochel number one,
right.
His total claim goes down by 50, right? So it goes from 200 down to 150. That's not true. What Rashi means is, since wife one and wife three each get 50, it's as if he's machal 50.
Right.
So it goes down to 150. He's fighting with wife three for that 150, right? So they split in half.
So
it's 75. Make sense? Avo b'mana shlishi ain lo klum. He has no claim in the third mana. Wife two. Why? Because the whole ksuva is only 200. So what right does he have in the land, the 300? No, zero. So for sure not that 100. Right?
So what you're saying is it never goes more than what the ksuva says.
That's for sure not.
Right.
So you owe me $10. After $10, I have nothing to do with it.
Right.
I don't care who else is fighting.
Right.
Right? So why does this person get 100? She should get 75. Amar Shmuel, because Seves Balas Shalosh, Labalas Masayim, Ulabalas Mana, Dinu Dvarm Ainli Im Lachem B'mana. Wife three says to wife two and to wife one, I'm mochel the first 100. I'm mochel to both of them. Therefore what? Says Rashi, the next Rashi there. Seifa, because Seves Bas Shalosh Manos, wife number three says I'm mochel, Ubalas Masayim, Lo kasva klum. I'm not sure what that means. Hilkach mana rishon cholekes balas masayim ubalas mana. Now the first 100 is split between wife one and wife two. Wife two. Why? Wife two said amochel. So each one gets 50. That's how wife one gets 50. That's it. That's all she gets. Now wife two just got 50. Umana sheni. What about the second 100? The second 100 gets split in two. Between who? Wife two and wife three. So wife two gets 100. And when I speak, it's whatever's left. Right? Umana sheni cholekes balas masayim ubalas shalosh meos. Umana shlishi kula balas shlish meos. And the 300 goes to the third wife. Make sense?
Sort of, because if you, mathematically speaking, they should split 1x, 2x, 3x.
That's why we have to pay Tana Gimel of Ksuvis.
He asked a very good question before.
Which is 1x, 2x, 3x.
No.
Yeah?
His question was this Michael. This Michael is a big problem.
Why?
Who are you to Michael, my part of my share?
Right.
Somebody comes along and you want to be Michael.
You're not,
you want to be Michael your share. God bless you.
Right. So by you saying that, it has consequences now.
When do you come off to be Michael? I don't want to be Michael.
But we're talking about a case where you did. Let's say you owe me. You owe everyone in this room $10.
Michael my share.
What?
I can Michael my share. I can't Michael your share.
Let's say you owe everyone in this room $10. Since there's 75 people in the room right now. What? You owe everyone in the room $10, right? So there's 10 people, right? I'm sorry, there's 20 people, right? If you owe 10 people, you owe 20 people $100, right? You owe 20 people $100, and you only have $50. So how's it going to be divvied out? So one guy says, you know what? I don't need that. I'm local. I don't care. So what does that mean? Now everyone else gets a little bit more. That's all.
Yeah, but I can understand getting more.
So that's exactly what's happening here.
No, the one
says, you know what, I don't need that.
The third one is getting less.
What?
The third one is saying...
But she's the one who's being mochel.
Send that less anyway.
No. That's not what she gave. I'm talking about the second one is mochel.
Yeah.
And the third one gets less now.
Right.
The third one's going to get
less. I'm not mochel, am I?
The third one's going to get less anyway.
But I hear what you're asking. But the point is, there's still two other people that have to get paid.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Same thing. By number two being machal, number three gets less.
Why?
I hear.
The whole premise of this Gemara is that
three gets more.
No, three gets less.
The whole premise of this Gemara is that he doesn't have enough to pay everybody.
That's not the point.
So in the beginning of the Gemara asked if wife number one should get a third. Why? Because all three of them have equal claims in the first 100.
Exactly.
What did the Gemara answer? Wife number two was mochel. What if wife number two wasn't mochel?
Uh-huh.
Let's play it out. So wife number two wasn't mochel. Then each one would get a third.
Right.
In the first 100.
So that's right.
What about the second 100? That would be split now 50-50 between wife 2 and wife 3. Because wife 1 has no claim in that. So now how much is that? Let's do the numbers. So it's 50 plus 33. Right? That was case number 2. 50 plus 33 is 83. 83 and a third, and she ends up getting 75.
That's right.
So she loses a little bit.
Oh.
It still should be done by proportion.
But she was going to lose it anyway.
Oh, so
he didn't have enough to pay her.
We just played it out. Without the mechila, she would get a little more.
What do you want for this guy to do now?
Okay, no, he's asking a good question. That's a good question. You hear what he's asking? Without the mechila, she'd be getting 83 and a third.
Oh.
And with the mechila, she gets 75.
Right.
Right, so that's a good question. I don't know. Okay. Anyway,
I don't know, maybe my math is a little bit.
It could be.
If you divide by proportion on that first case, the third one would be getting more money also. Say it again? If you did it by
proportion. No. The Gemara doesn't look at it like that. The Gemara doesn't look at it like that. No, the Gemara doesn't look at it. The Gemara looks at it as each one of them has an equal claim in the first 100.
Right.
I understand how they do it, but that doesn't make any sense either.
Why? Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
There are three.
I'm a bigger nut than you are. Why should I get punished?
That's not getting punished. No,
the first 100.
I think how the Gemara looks at it is correct.
No,
they
right.
each have e- no. Don't look at it like that.
That's
the
problem.
They each have equal claims in the first 100.
But
that's the right way to look at it. No,
it's not.
What do you mean? You owe me $10. You owe him 20. You owe him 30. You owe him 40. You owe him 50.
You owe me more money. So I'm supposed to be punished because you owe less money.
No, because you're Michael.
You know, the first 100.
I hear.
Proportion. All three of us get a proportion of what we're owed.
I hear what he's saying. I hear. It's a good question. It's a good, very good question. I don't know. It's a good question.
That's not how the Gemara works.
Right. The Gemara doesn't look at it like that. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov bin Harpakod, Mishmei Dravina Amar, a whole totally different answer. a totally different answer why the numbers are divided the way they are. And what's the answer? The answer is Reisha b'shtei tfisos, v'seifa b'shtei tfisos. What's going on here is the money is collected at different stages. So in other words, what happened was Reisha b'shtei tfisos. Reisha, what was the Reisha? The Reisha is case number two. Case number two was 50, 75, 75. Right? What does it mean it was state tfisos? Denaflu shiva v'chamesh b'chad zimna. What happened was, all they thought, the women thought, all there is $75 here. That's the whole guy's whole estate. So 75. So what happened? 75. So they got all they had is 75. So they divide it evenly. 25, 25. I hear what you say, that's not fair. The one who's owed more should get more, but the Gemara doesn't look at it like that. So therefore it's divided evenly, 3 25s. Then they say, oh, there's more money. We were shortchanging ourselves. We didn't look at the other under the other mattress. There's more money there, right? What was the second portion? 125. Okay? 125. So therefore what? So Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Me'a ve'esim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. You see that Rashi? So Rashi says, Balas mana kfar gava sachav. Hey, wife one already got 25. From the first 75. She got a third of that. She already got 25. Ubaz lariv alayin hey. She's now only fighting about 75. Why is she only fighting about 75? Because the maximum she could get is 100. So the only thing she cares about is, there's now 125 sitting over here on this table. The maximum she's entitled to is 75. Right. Not more than that. Hilkach, ayin hey, mishubadim lukulana. Therefore, this 75 is apportioned to all of them. Hilk v'cholkin osa, you divide that evenly. Hare, biyad kol achas, chamishim. So each one gets for sure 50. Each one for sure gets 50. Now what's left? 50. There's 50 left. Wife 2 gets 50, and wife half, and wife 3 gets half. That's how each one of those gets 75. You hear? Now, you can say, it's unfair, I'll tell you why. Because the one who's owed 100 gets 50% of it. The other two get less than 50%. Right? Now, wife 2 is supposed to get 200, she gets 75. Wife 3 is supposed to get 300, she also gets 75. Right? So wife 1 gets the most bang for her buck, with owed the least. What? Right? So the way the Gemara cheshbons it all out, it makes perfect sense. But there's another way to do it. Right? That's case number two. What about the Seifa? What about Seifa? Case number three. What was case number three? It was 50, 100, and 200. What was that? No. It was 50, 100, 150. Right? What was that case? Seifa, b'shtei tfisos, denaflu shivim v'chamisha b'chad zimna. It was 75 at one time. So each one gets 25. And another 225 at that time. You hear? So again, the exact same thing. First 75 is divided three ways evenly. Each one gets 25. Now from the second 225, wife one only has a claim in 75. Because the maximum she can get is 100. So that first 75 is divided three ways. Wife 1 gets 50, she's done. Wife 2 now already has 50. She got 25 from the first one. What's left in this pot? 150. How much of the 150? How much of this 150 does wife number 2 want? All of it. Right? All of it. So, why does she get 100? She gets 100. One second. Why did she get 100? What? One second. Okay, so in the next Rashi there, he says like this. Umeya. Okay, we'll do the whole Rashi. Ayin hei demeinayhu yad kulon shavimbo. All right, the first 75... Everyone gets equally, right? 75. What?
75.
Ubalas masayim shelo govsa betfisa rishona ela esen v'chamisha. Right? In the first 75, wife 2 only gets 25. Right? I'm sorry. So she still owed. One second. Bal Lariv al Shnia al Kuf Ayin Hey. She's coming to collect 175. Why? Because 25, there was 225. Right. 25 went to wife one, and 25 went to her.
Right.
So she wants 175 more. That makes sense? But out of that 175, out of that 175, she's only entitled to 125 of it. No. 150 of it. Because she already has 50. Upligi ayin hay ben shlashton. Nimsa biyad kalecha chamishim. Oh, I'm one stage off. I'm sorry. First 75 divided by 3. The second 75 is also divided evenly.
What's the second 75 divided by 3?
Because wife 1 gets 25 from the first 75.
That we understand.
She only has a claim in 75 more. Because her whole ksuva is only 100.
Correct.
So that 75 is also divided evenly three ways. Each wife has a total claim in that 75.
But therefore,
wife 1 gets 25, wife 2, 25, wife 3, 25. Wife 1 gets 50, she's done.
No, but if this would have...
Now, wife 2 gets 50, she's also done.
But if this had been divided all in once instead of in two stages, so wife 1 would have less.
Correct. Well, so one second. Happens to be, this is the case. The case is it came, we thought there's money, we divided it, then we found out, oh, there's more money. So we don't give back what you got already. We divide it a second time.
No,
this is what Ravina says.
You could say there's 25 more to divide to complete the first money. And then,
by the way, if you notice, according to both versions of this, the wife 1 gets 50.
Exactly.
Wife 1 always does
the best.
She always gets the best. She gets half. No one else gets half. So again, so the first 75 is divided evenly. The second 75 is also divided evenly. What's left? What's left? 150.
This is third case.
What?
Third case?
Third case.
There's 150 left.
Right? 150 left. And 150 left?
Yeah. 75 is 150. I went to the second grade three times.
1 minute. Then what's Rashi say over here? Umeya ben balas masayim ubalas shalosh meos. Umeya. Bimbalas Messiah, Bimbalas Shalosh, Shalosh Meos. There's 100 between wife 2 and wife 3.
I'm sorry?
How could that be? Wife 2 is entitled to 200. She already got 50. So she's entitled to another 150. How much is left?
150.
So what's going on here? The Chatzi Meyaj Nishar Kula Babalas Shalosh Meos Nimsa Kol Mana Notelus Chamishim Vishal Masayim Mana Vishal Shalosh Meos 150. So 1 second, I don't understand that last part. So why does wife 2? Okay, there's a total of 300. The first time it's 75, it's divided evenly. There's 225 now. 225. The first 75 of that 225 is divided evenly. What's left? 150. So why is 150? Why does wife 2 only get 50 out of that?
What do you want her to get?
Half of that.
Now wife 3 is going to get cheated.
I don't know why. I don't know the answer to that one. Well, that's always the case.
The one with the most always gets the least.
Right. The one with the most gets the least.
Let me ask you a different question. Totally honest. I don't understand. Why isn't this? The Torah says that for Shub it's 100. Okay.
The Torah never said that. The Chacham made that up.
Right. So we give. So it's supposed to be 100. So if he's giving more, he's really. They're not really entitled to it.
But he promised it.
Why don't you take that and say that's a chov?
No, it's not. If it's a promise. It's a promise.
But it's a chov.
In the first day in law school, in the class in contracts, the professor said the whole contract is boiled down to one sentence. You have to keep your promises, except for sometimes. Right? You have to keep your promises. You made a promise to give her more. Right?
Yeah, but we learned a couple of months back, we learned that part of it becomes a chayv, and part of it's part
that's
of
That's only if, I don't know.
So why isn't this the same kind of a case that you're supposed to give 100, everybody should get 100?
Because I'll tell you why, because there's some money here. Well, what should be the alternative? Pay off wife one. First of all, that's a Rashi. We start off. They all were married the same day, so there's no kedima here, right? It's another issue. Okay, so I'm not 100% sure. Does Arsbol explain why the third? What does he say over there?
It works by what it goes in order.
In order
of the amount of the lien.
Right.
The lien is then divided by whoever is left on it.
Okay, so
the first 75
goes evenly. Second 75 also.
No, the reason why 75 is they all. She the first one, the lowest amount, has a claim on all three. So they divide that 75 into three. So the first one gets 50. What is left for the second one who has the next lien up?
Ah, I see.
They take her and they split that into two.
I see.
Two left.
Uh-huh. So therefore, the second wife gets 100, and the third one gets 150.
Exactly.
Okay. Good?
That's all it's about.
Good? No, not good?
Okay.
What he said was, I said that the second 75 is divided evenly.
Right.
That's not true. It's not divided evenly. It's divided proportionally. So wife one gets 25, she's done.
Right.
There's now, how much is left?
Why is she done?
She gets the most. She gets half.
She
gets the most. What's left now? 175. Out of that 175.
No, but she only has a claim left for 100.
Who?
The second wife.
Right.
So they take that 100 and split it into two. Two people have a claim.
Right.
So that's 75.
And she had 25 from before, so she gets 100.
Exactly.
And whatever's left goes to 5-3. Exactly. Okay.
First
place.
Makes
first place.
No sense.
Got it.
First place. Okay. Where are we up to? Yeah. Tanya. Zub Mishra Reb Nassan. I don't see this at all. Be'elu Elachalkos Peshav. It gets divided evenly and each one gets 100.
What did you say that in the beginning?
Not
you hear that? Each one gets 100.
That's why I said in the beginning.
Right?
I don't understand.
No, the beginning there was only one money. That's why
I divided. Okay. Next. What do we say? Three people put in money and it makes money or loses money. You get what you put in. You get what you put in. You get your proportion. So one puts in 100, one puts in 200. Right? Haschar le'emta. The profits get divided evenly. That's not fair. So Amar Rabba, Mistabra Milsa de Shmuel. No, you know what Shmuel must be talking about? Bishar l'charisha. It started out as being an ox that's good for plowing. Why is it good for plowing? Because it's not such a good. I'm not going to eat that. It's like a shmak. But Bishar l'charisha. V'omid l'charisha. It's good for plowing before. It stayed good for plowing. Aval Bishar l'charisha. But if you improve it, now it's even worth even more. Now you can eat it. Someone's going to buy that to eat. Zuno telefima osav, vizuno telefima osav. Then in a chenami, you get your proportion.
Why don't they pay?
What's the difference?
Why don't they pay off the chayv first? What everybody put in.
No chayv. It's a big pump business. You put in 100, I put in 200.
So I'm saying,
yeah,
everybody gets paid back what he put in, and then you split the differences in profit. It's just a simple solution.
Right. So the Rashi explained, the reason is because if you buy an ox for Charisha and it remains Charisha, the reason why, even though we put in different amounts, the reason why we split the profits evenly, we rent it out, whatever it is because you can't, one without the other could not, with no partnership. You need both. It doesn't make any sense. That's what the Gemara says. However, any upgrade. So what do we need to do for the upgrade? The animal all of a sudden started exercising, and now it's unbelievable, and now people want to buy it, they want to eat it, now it's worth much more, then it goes by proportion. Does that make any sense?
Shouldn't it be worth more if you could use the plowing to last a lot longer than eating?
No, because I guess the plowing was more weak, they were weaker animals, so it wasn't so chashuv.
I know, but you get a lot more out of an animal that plowed for 30 years than one to 2 years.
I hear. From Nuna Amar, no. Afilu shal lacharisha v'amid l'tavicha haschar le'emta. Even if it upgrades, the schar still split 50-50, even though they didn't put in 50-50, because you can't have one without the other. You need both partners.
So why not put in more of you? What's the point? Then? Why am I gaining that? Put
right. Meisvei, 1 second. Shnayim sheitilu l'kiz. 1 second. What did our Mishnah say? This is not our Mishnah. It's a brisa. Shnayim sheitilu l'kiz. Two people put into a pot. Zeh manav zeh masayim haschar le'emta. But evenly, my love, isn't that talking about Bashar al-Kharish of Amal al-Tavicha? The two of the Rabbah? Who said it's also even? Lo! Bashar al-Kharish of Amal al-Kharish? No, it's talking about a case where it's Bashar al-Kharish of Amal al-Kharish. It didn't change. Avo Bashar al-Kharish of Amal al-Tavicha, my? What if Ataka did upgrade? Or did it didn't be? Zenot al-Fima Osav, Zenot al-Fima Osav. and everyone will get their proportion. Right? So one second. The Tani Seifa, in the Seifa of that price, it says like this. Lokach zeh b'shalo v'zeh b'shalo. Each one takes his own amount. V'nis arvu, then the money got mixed up. Zeh not l'fima osav, v'zeh not l'fima osav. Each one pays the proportion. Right? So v'liflo, so why do I have to give a new case? V'liflo, v'listi d'bidi day. Let's argue in the same case. Why do you have to bring up a new case when money got mixed up? When is it true that the schar is split by 50-50? When nothing changed. Each one gets upgraded. Then each one gets more their proportion. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's what we meant to say. When is it true? When is it true that the money stays 50-50 when the animal didn't change? But if it upgraded, it's as if each one took their own, put in their own money, and it got mixed up. Each one gets their proportion. Tana, v'chein shlosha sheitilu l'kis, pachas ha'osiru, kacha yuchalkin. Right? So now that we said all that, what does it mean, kacha yuchalkin, if it went up or down? We just explained that that's not true.
We take proportion.
What?
Take proportion.
My love, pichasu mamish, hotiru mamish. Yeah, it means mamish.
Yeah.
Right? Now one second. But Shmuel just said that he split it 50-50. Right? Shmuel said it's split 50-50. So Amar Rav Nachman, no. Pichasu and Husiru didn't mean the profits went up or down. You know what it meant? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barvua, lo. Hitiru zuze chadati. Hitiru means that you exchange the coins for better coins. Today, there's no such thing today. There's no such thing. But in the olden days, the coins used to have inherent value. Not like today. So the coins, you get worn out, they would try to replace them. Oh, you replaced it. Then that accrual goes to you. Because you replaced the coins. And what does Pichasu mean? Pichasu means Astira, no, Astira Ditsunisa. They took it out of circulation. It's like Confederate money. I'll bring Confederate money to the table. That's not worth anything. It's beautiful looking money, right? There's no value for that. It's not in circulation anymore, right? Pichasu Astira Ditsunisa. Rashi has a whole long Rashi here that they used to take those coins, they used to use them for wounds. A guy had a wound on his foot, he didn't want to walk in the street, didn't have shoes, so they put a coin there. They protect him from the. Why? It's all it's good for. You can't buy anything with that money. It's good for it's good to put a make a band-aid out of it. So it's good for. That loss, you bring Confederate money to the table, it's not worth anything. During let's say it's during the Civil War, it's worth something. Taka. Even then it wasn't worth anything. But and then while the profit, then all of a sudden the war's over, that's mamash worthless. Right, that loss accrues to you. That's not proportional. Okay? Alright, let's start the Mishnah. Now, Misha Hayunasu Dalad Nashim. The guy's married to four women. Umeis. And he dies. So now, the first part of the Mishnah is easy. He married these four women at four different times, right? So Rishon Akademus Lishnia, Shnia Lishlisha, Shlisha Lirvia.
The previous mission was on the
same time.
Same day?
Yeah.
How's that work?
So we said that since you don't put what hour it is, you're not knocking on the hours. And therefore it's all the same day.
You married three on the same day.
Or you gave them ksuvas on the same day. You married them different times. You didn't know anything of Hilchas ksuvas. You went to Daf Yomi. You learned about it. So on the same day you gave them all ksuva. Right? Now, so each one, that the first part of this mission makes perfect sense. 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. Right? 1 before 2, before 3, before 4. Now, Rishona Nishbayis Lishnia, wife one has to swear to wife two that she didn't get paid already. Maybe she made some side deal with the husband, and she got already the money. She has to swear. Shnia Lishlishis, Shlishis the Revius. The Revius Nifres Shelo B'Shavua. Who's wife four swearing to? She's the last in line, no one to swear to. What? Oh! Banana somer. What do you mean? V'chiyam neishi achrona nishkeres. What? Because she's last, she's going to gain. She doesn't have to swear. Maybe she makes some side deal.
Right.
Afilo nefrel, but she also has to swear. Of course she has to swear. Why not? What's the Tanakhama thinking? I think Gemara will go into that tomorrow.
Was there enough to go around?
Like, assuming there's enough to go around. So what she has to, who is she swearing to? And why should she? Why shouldn't she?
Get that money. You saw him? Like,
yeah. Money? Yeah. This. Yeah.
It would be another woman.
Correct. Right? Correct. What if they all got married on the same day? What?
It's a previous
mitzvah. Right. Kol afilu sha'achas zachsa. Then yeah, whichever one got married in the previous hour, whoever got married first in that day gets first. V'kacha yikosvim b'Yerushalayim shows. And taka in Yerushalayim, they would write the hour on the ksuva. This was 9 a.m., that was 10 a.m.
The previous mitzvah, they weren't?
No, they weren't. So the Rabbeinu Yonah said, you came late. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, you see, they were makbid. So therefore, it's all the same time. Therefore, no one has a better claim than the other. Correct. You can't say, yeah, but I got married at 9, she got married at 11. No, but you didn't put that in. So the guy, the father, the husband, was a makbid. Nobody was makbid. Here, they're makbid. In Yerushalayim Taka, they used to do that. Then you know what? It's as if they all got married at the exact same time, even though they didn't. But that's what the ksuvah says. It's silent. And then everyone splits it evenly.
Yeah, but our ksuvahs don't have the time.
No, they don't.
Good. They have the day.
The other day, it is.
They have the day. They don't have
everybody
time.
Have a very good day.
That day is the same.